Hey, this is Chili Chilton. Thanks again for tuning in. Today I'm going to launch kind of a fun new segment. I don't know how far we'll go with it, but it's called Questions for the Boss. Things I want to ask God someday when I'm there. Even though I know it says when we get there, we'll already know the answers. But maybe I can get a little bit of pause because I'd really like to hear from him about some of these questions I have. All right, so here's the first one I have. Allergies. Can you please explain to me why do we have allergies? You know, I think about the Garden of Eden and you never find reference that, you know, Adam saying, Eve, my eyes feel like 100 needles are pressing in. But maybe he didn't know what a needle was yet, I guess. Yeah, they're naked. All right, well, but throughout the Bible, do you ever read anyone sneezing? We say God bless you anytime someone sneezes, but did they sneeze back then? Did they have horrible allergies? I mean, when I look at Palestine, it looks kind of dusty and irritable, but I don't know if they had allergies. We don't find the cripple and the sick and the lepers and the allergic. So, when did they start? Where did they start? And why do we have them? You know, I hate allergies, and it's that time every year, and depending on where you live, it can be really worse. I did a little research on, you know, the internet, which means it has to be true, and Australia is the allergy capital of the entire world, and so there you have it. That's where it begins, or at least that's where it's the worst, and we all want to go to Australia. Well, good day, mate. You're going to have itchy eyes and you're going to have some serious drainage and some coughing because they have crazy allergies in Australia, not to mention about 100 different animals that can kill you. Now, back to America. Well, here in America, they say Wichita, Kansas is the worst city in America for allergies. Yet another reason not to live in Kansas. You know, but seriously, I got up in the middle of the night. I had this drainage and my ears were clogged and I had this throat thing going on and I was coughing and I got up and I'm walking back and forth and I'd just gone back to bed from my prayer time and I'm just saying, God, I really don't need allergies right now on top of everything else, but we have them and we endure. And I wonder sometimes, I guess I start with myself, do I even ask God to heal me of allergies? Do any of us, or do we just run to the drugstore or wherever else, you know? And do we self-medicate? Do we look it up? Do we try this one and then that one? So I'm trying to ask God to take away my allergies and have the faith for it because I want him to take away other things like cancer and COVID. So certainly allergies are a big problem, and many of us, if not most of us, have some form or another. Maybe you have a food allergy, which can be a real bummer. I think when I was growing up, I had kind of like a strawberry thing and a coconut thing, and which wasn't a problem because I didn't like either one of them. But now as I'm older, I kind of enjoy those things, so I take them in moderation and risk the reaction. But there are some that have, you know, all kinds of things, and more. I mean, I didn't grow up in a world where people were talking about being allergic to gluten, but nowadays, you know, lots of people say they are. And hey, you know, if you feel better not having it, don't have it. But anyways, we're just going to have some fun with this from time to time and just talk about things that we don't have an answer for, but we just have common, you know, relationship because we all go through it. And I know they say misery loves company and so does victory. So hopefully we can find victories through all of this. And, but the greatest victory is to find a smile, even in the trial. And no matter what you're going through, to be able to say, you know, I can relate to people because of my allergies, it gives me some place to start a conversation. And, you know, at least for most allergies, they're temporary and seasonal and we can kind of get through it. But man, I'm praying today that your eyes aren't itchy and your throat is clear and your ears aren't ringing and that you're feeling a lot better about your allergies. And you can pray for me. And so we're going to have some questions for the boss. Maybe our next one will be about mosquitoes. I have a big problem with mosquitoes. All right, that's it for me today. Peace.